past the hour. Wow, what a surprise. We start the program at 7 past the hour. This hour, last hour, next hour, every hour.
Yeah.
This is actually Beyond Good Day. We are here, all of us, the four of us, with stories. And then later in the hour, we'll meet Harvey Molotoch. Is that how you pronounce his name? No, it's Moloch, I believe. He has examined the security system in our country and finds it lacking. I'm sure you'll find this a shock on this program to have somebody look at the security of the United States of America and suggest that we're creating more anxiety than we are fixing or combating, if you will. So that's coming up later in this hour. Meanwhile, Roberta Facinelli would like to be first in line today with her story. Do we have to have some musical?
I need a cat music.
Cat music.
Like cat music.
Yeah, like Year of the Cat, Al Stewart, or Cats in the Cradle, Harry Chapin, or the Siamese Cat song.
All right, so maybe I can do something while you're doing that, Richie. I want to remind everybody, because I just saw email, people wanting to know about this Alimmune is really attracting a lot of attention. So if you go to DougStefan.com and see the logo where it says, keep your immune system strong all year long, try now free. Who did that? It says, try for free on here? They obviously didn't come to me before.
For free.
Yeah.
You need to start editing your own.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
All right, anyway, important thing is you get 30 days free at DougStefan.com of Alimmune. Look for the logo. Help yourself. All right, so we have Year of the Cat. This is Al Stewart. Want to start at the beginning, Richie, and I'll do the intro for it? Or not?
No, you don't need to prove yourself.
Off you go, Roberta.
Well, I guess you can't figure it out. This is about cats, and there's a brand new study out that's saying that how cats, after a while, will start mimicking the behavior of their owners. So if you have a tendency...
That explains why Jen's cat is crazy.
Eat, poop.
Yep. If you have a tendency to eat at night and to snack, well, then they find that your cat is going to do the exact same thing. So unless you want a fat cat, put down that Krispy Kreme donut.
Dogs will do the same. Dogs want to eat when you eat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, dogs want to sleep when you sleep. They want to,
They mimic your behavior.
Dogs even more so because they are a pack mentality animal.
That's right.
Whereas a cat, not so much.
Well, you don't think that cats would do that because cats are so independent. You think, they do their own thing. They don't care what we're doing. Well, according to this new study, that's not the case at all. They will tend to sleep when you sleep. They will tend to poop when you poop. They will tend to eat when you eat. So just watch out what you're doing. You know, if you want to change your cat's behavior, well, they say change your own behavior as well. They're actually even more or less social depending on how social you are. If you're the type of person who has people over the house all the time, the cat will be very social.
So, Jen, if you want your cat to stop getting all those hairballs, stop licking yourself all the time.
Exactly.
Try.
Exactly. Stop stuff from your brushes.
Ew. I'm way more social than my cat, by the way.
You are way more social than your cat. Your cat is kind of antisocial, actually.
My poor cat. I actually had a grade school friend over with her husband and her little boy, who I think is 20 months, almost two.
Did the cat attack the little boy?
No, but the little boy just looked at the cat, and Buddy went, like, she just knew. She's like, this kid is up to no good. I don't want any part of it. And she ran.
Danger.
I don't growl at little kids, so I can't
Danger
take responsibility
Robinson.
For that. Sometimes I growl at my neighbors, but, you know.
You growl at your cats?
From what I've seen of your neighbors, they need to be growled at.
They need to be growled at.
Also,
exactly.
You need a gun for them. All right, at any rate, what does that teach you, not only about animals, but human beings?
Well, look at your cows, Doug. I mean, your cows are very trainable, aren't they?
Yes, they are.
They know the routine, right?
Yep.
So it just goes the bond between man and animal.
Mm-hmm. They are going to be exactly as you are. I met a woman on Saturday. I was renting some stuff at Home Depot, and there was a lady there with a new pup. And I said, because I didn't really recognize, well, you can tell by looking at the heads of the mastiffs or the pit bulls.
Oh, I love mastiffs, yeah.
Anyway, so she loved this little puppy. It was all over it. It was telling me the story about how she and her husband found somebody walked out of a restaurant with two of them under their arm. And she said, what's the story of those dogs? He said, well, I'm bringing them to a shelter because I can't find homes for them. So she looked at the one and said, okay, I'll take that one. Just like that. So that was pretty interesting. But it is completely how you teach or treat the animal. It is the same with your children. Sure. There can be things that are going on in their bodies and their minds because of the different chemical composition. But you can, more often than not, because of the way you treat an animal or a person, mm-hmm. you will be the predicator as to how that being grows up and what he or she is going to do with his or her lifetime. For animals, humans, it doesn't make any difference.
Well, it makes sense that, you know, since children normally will mimic your lifestyle, I mean, that's
everything.
A proven thing.
The environment that they grow up in is what they're going to emulate. Yeah.
You know, animals are just like children in many ways.
100% like children, absolutely. Look at how you treat your dog. You're like a child.
Mm-hmm.
You love your dog. You love your children. Many times we like our dogs better than we like our children. Very good story. Thanks, Roberta. That was good. Food for thought. Next up, who's Richie or Jennifer? Who's next in the hit parade?
I can go. I have this crazy...
You don't have to tell us now, but
I just want to tell you. I don't know whether you saw this assassination attempt of this Bulgarian politician. Now they're saying it could be a hoax. You have to hear this story.
Really?
It's crazy.
Crazy hoax.
It's
like me too. What's the guy's name? T.O.? Teo?
Manti Teo.
Yeah, same kind of stuff. You spent a lot of money on gifts for others. How about you give yourself a gift? How many people look in the mirror every morning? How many people started the day today, looked in the mirror and said, ooh, my teeth, I have to do something about it. I've heard Doug Steffen talking about this product. What's the name of it again? It's called Power Swabs. Power Swabs are a clinically tested whitening product, a system, in fact, that actually removes the stains from your teeth, so your teeth will be whiter. They'll stay that way longer. And it's so, so easy to do. No trays, no strips, no yuck in your mouth. You don't have to sit around for an hour and wait for the thing to eat away at your teeth. And there's no sensitivity problem either. Swab your teeth with Power Swabs, and your teeth can be whiter in as small a period of time. 5 minutes, folks! Swab for two. 5 minutes later, you got white, 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 white. Keep cleaning your teeth this way, and they'll all be whiter in a week. Really white. Unlike normal whiteners, not full of bleach, Power Swabs works because it's an all-natural coconut-based product that works on caps and crowns, veneers, regular teeth. You know that I would not be talking about this in as perky and glowing terms if I didn't know it worked. It's working on my teeth. You should try it on yours. Power Swabs. Call 800-867-4089 now to try it risk-free. Mention Doug Steffen when you call 800-867-4089, and you can save 50% on the order. Power Swabs, clean up your teeth, clean up your act, clean up your life. 800-867-4089.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today, and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new IT card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Last year, I filed my federal taxes online. They said it would be free, but it wasn't. and switch.
That's why I'm using TaxAct.com, a truly free federal filing solution.
TaxAct.com.
Their code is like mine, and they have a choir to sing about it. They believe in
integrity.
They mean what they say. Like when they say free, they mean it. For all e-fileable federal forms.
Simplicity.
It's fast and easy. They walk you through every step, and I have access to immediate help when I need it. They pledge to get you the maximum refund, and accuracy is guaranteed. No restrictions.
Value.
Tax Act is the most complete free federal tax filing solution online. It hunts down all my deductions to give me tax savings. It's free to prepare, free to print, and free to e-file. All e-fileable federal forms are free.
Free.
TaxAct.com. It's how we act.
TaxAct.com.
All right, let's get Richie into the mode. In terms of stories, this is rather a serious review of something that's important, actually.
You know, over the weekend, this story popped up, and here's some of the audio. Where a Bulgarian politician named Ahmed Dogan, a Turk, was on the stage, at this big stage, giving a speech for the for one of the parties in the politics there. And a guy named Oktay Aminabadov ran onto the stage, held a gun up to his head, and it appeared to misfire. And then Dogan swatted the arm away and started wrestling with the guy. Then security came up on stage, got Dogan out of the way, kicked the gun away, and got the guy down on the far side of the stage. The guy was laying close to the front of the stage, and they begin to just pummel this guy. All of the security, all of the staff, there's like eight guys just kicking this guy.
All in black suits,
Black suits. Yeah. One guy's hitting him with a briefcase.
Beating the daylights out of him.
And then people are walking up to the stage, like that are just in the audience, and punching him while he's being kicked and beaten by the other people. It reminded me of, you know, in Airplane, the movie Airplane, when the woman starts to go hysterical, and Leslie Nielsen slaps her in the face, and all of a sudden there's this long line of people, including nuns, slapping her. It started to look like that because there's this long line of people just walking up and beating this guy. Well, come to find out, the gun that he had was a gas pistol. Couldn't have killed anybody.
Huh.
So they're starting to wonder whether this whole thing was a hoax. And the other thing that's crazy about this is that the Bulgarian prosecutors are going to start to prosecute the people that walked up and beat this guy.
I mean, he got beat up pretty badly.
When he walked out, he was bruised and
bloody. I'm surprised he walked out, actually.
Oh, yeah.
Watching the video, I'm surprised he walked.
And there was somebody, like, kicking him in the liver and stuff.
It was a crazy scene. And, you know, the thing I can't get out of my head is why would you do this knowing you're going to get caught? Like, okay, if you think you're going to, you know, praise Allah or whatever, and you're going to take one for God, and you're going to, you know, okay, I know I'm going to die. But this guy knew he wasn't going to kill anybody. I don't get it. I don't get it at all. Mm. It's just a crazy story.
You know, I'm sitting here and I'm visualizing this because I didn't see the video. And my mind went quickly to another movie. We've been talking the last week or so about the violent movies. This new Halle Berry movie is awful. Same kind of thing. Guy gets burned with gasoline in the movie. It's just, you know, a crazy world.
Well, the good news here is everybody lived.
Okay, yeah.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Bossa Nova.
I like this.
This is that crazy bachelor pad music I used to play when I was single and dating the ladies.
Jennifer is interested in bachelors. And,
you know, when I had that round bed that would spin and the electric
the
train.
Water bed. I actually like the Murphy bed, but you have it hooked up to your clapper, so all you do is go. And the bed falls down, the candles light, and the music starts, you know? Not that I've been to that guy's house, but...
Not at all.
Town and Country magazine, which is funny because it's known to be like a playful kind of lifestyle magazine for adventurous types. Well, they've created a list of the world's most eligible bachelors. And I think some of it might surprise you guys. I think the number one bachelor will... maybe, perhaps, surprise you. Dougie, you were number 41 on this list. They only ranked the top 40. You just missed it.
That sounds like the guy. Remember Rob Barron? Richie Balin. I mean, he was the guy who does all of the... a lot of research into talk radio hosts and programs and stuff. And you may or may not have been at this. He was talking about the top 20 hosts, and then he sees me down the audience and looks at me. Doug, you're number 21.
You're bubbling under, is what they like to say.
All right, so let's go with this. What do we have?
All right, so the magazine says it's highly subjective, though thoroughly opinionated survey of princes, politicians, DJs, billionaires to be, and they put together this list of eligible men. Topping the list, the number one most eligible bachelor. Any guesses from the peanut gallery?
Prince Harry.
Roberta.
Yeah. Ooh, it's a good
Prince
one.
Harry. No, it's Prince Harry.
Roberta, any guesses?
It's Prince Harry.
All right, fine.
George Clooney
is number two, but Prince Harry is...
No, he's not number two. He's actually much further down the list.
Really?
But, right. Prince Harry is the number one bachelor, mostly because he's 28, so he's of marrying age. He's comfortable in his own skin. He isn't too stiff or pompous.
Wait a minute. Does that mean if you're over 28, you're not supposed to be?
No, but 28 is of marrying age now. Like, you couldn't have picked him as the most eligible when
he was 18.
60, whatever. Is a marrying age.
Yeah, but you're... You know, it's not,
what do you mean? Eligible. I'm not eligible?
Well, you're not a prince. That's why you didn't beat him out.
Hey.
If someone marries you, they won't become Princess Stefan.
You're not going to... Right, and you're not going to offer anybody, you know... You're past your childbearing years.
Is that so?
Yeah.
I would challenge that, but that's okay, because I don't plan on getting involved with anybody.
Changing the subject, ew.
Actually, no, that's not true out anyway. That's too much information.
Sorry, Mary.
They're saying that he is the most, they love him most because they call William a nerd. And it's so funny, and I think William is a little nerdy. You know, Harry is a cooler kid, I guess.
Yeah, he's the one that got caught naked on film.
Right. The rest of the list kind of shakes out of a lot of other royalty, actually. But Prince Harry beat George Clooney, who was on the list. I think he was in the 20s area. Yeah. And then also included Prince Philopius. Philopoas of Greece. How do you say it? Philippus?
Whoever.
He's cute. I can't say his name, but I'd like to learn. He's the Prince of Greece. Also the Prince of Denmark. Prince Carl made the list. Philip of Sweden made the list. Prince Arnado of Belgium made the list. NBA star Jeremy Lin also snagged a spot.
It's all about money. You have no money.
No.
If you have no money, you're never going to get on that list.
It just happens that you're famous. You have to be good looking. Hello.
No.
It just so happens
if you have no money, you're not on the list.
Can I tell you, they could put Joe from Baltimore on there?
Why?
Because no one knows who Joe from Baltimore is.
So why this list is bogus? It's meaningless. It's a bunch of bogus.
Continuing on, Tim Tebow, who I think is pretty eligible, made the list. And then also Cory Booker, mayor of Newark. He may not be quite as rich or famous as he's been.
How about Ray Nagin? Is he on the list?
He's not. Actor Jack Nicholson was on the list.
Really?
Patrick Schwarzenegger, yes. Patrick Schwarzenegger dated Taylor Swift, as did Connor Kennedy, who also made the list, even though they're only like 12 years old.
Why don't they just put all the people on there that have dated Taylor Swift together? 50 right there. 50. The list is over with Taylor Swift's people she's dated. All right, Tony.
There you go.
There you go.
Look him up.
Yeah. Where do you look
him
up?
Jack Nicholson, George Clooney, if you can snag him.
28 after.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Frank, can you read the grocery list back to me?
Sure. We got Samsung, Panasonic, Sony, LG.
I'm pretty sure I wrote ham, cheese, eggs, and asparagus.
Yep, that's what I said. Get it right here. What?
Big screen TVs on the brain. Get to Sears before the game. Save $200 on a 55-inch LG 3D LED TV, only $899.99. Plus, Shop Your Way rewards members get 250,000 in points. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Offer ends 1/26/13. Prices may vary in Alaska and Hawaii. Members earn points on qualifying purchases subject to terms at shopyourway.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
In this unpredictable world, disaster can strike anyone. That's why an essential part of any emergency survival plan must be stove in a can. When power goes out and gas lines are down, the portable, safe, easy-to-use stove in a can cooks food up to 4 hours and boils water in as little as 5 minutes. Stove in a can comes with everything you need. The stove, fuel, even waterproof matches, all in a compact, durable, heavy-duty container. Plus, the all-natural, non-explosive, 100% waterproof fuel source can be stored indefinitely. Say goodbye to the hassle and danger of propane, lighter fluid, or gas. Stock up now and protect your family with Stove in a Can, starting out at $29.99. Special bundle offers now available with a 100% satisfaction guarantee or your money back. Order yours today at StoveInACan.com. That's StoveInACan.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition. Christian by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
We're going to now dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear.
You did not just say that.
Okay. All right.
So,
in a moment, we're going to discuss the situation in our country that creates a lot of anxiety with most of us. The government will tell you it's public security, but my questions always are about necessity and how much big business is involved in some of these things. Wait till you hear the story, by the way. Harvey Mollach is going to join us. He's written a book called Against Security. Wait till you hear what has happened. You know, there were 467 X-ray machines that were bought. Remember, the government paid $1 million a piece for them? They have all been junked. And you remember when I said I wouldn't go through them? And everybody else was protesting, and these people, you know, how much time? Well, we'll get into it when we get to Harvey on here. It's an amazing, amazing story about beyond, this is beyond incompetence, reprehensible stuff, impeachment stuff, even, it seems to me. Anyway,
having said that,
this is the week in the world of outrageous art when things change. And there's this hotel that is a pretty good example of this in Indianapolis, commissioned a street artist named Nick Walker to decorate the walls of the parking garage at this hotel. And what they have suggested to him is that he ought to use graffiti. But the graffiti they want on it is stuff that they want to put on, not what vandals want to put on. And now, this is in the name of contemporary art, this is being studied, this hotel is being looked at by lots of other hotels and public buildings around the world, because we all know graffiti is a really big problem. It's very expensive to clean it off. How many cities, I mean, New York, where you live, Roberta, how much money is spent a year to clean up graffiti?
Oh my goodness, a tremendous amount.
Right.
Tremendous amount.
So,
you don't see that much of it anymore in New York City. They've done a good job.
Well, that's because they've done a nice job.
You want to see a ton of it? Take the Amtrak train from Washington to New York.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Along the railroad tracks?
Oh, yeah.
Unbelievable. Right. So, anyway, these folks have hired this man whose profession is to create legitimate graffiti. That's what he does. Nick Walker is his name. And so he's going to Indianapolis this week to make sure that the way the garage is vandalized is the way the hotel wants it. So they figure if they put stuff on the walls, nobody will come along and vandalize them or put more graffiti on there because there's already graffiti there.
Right. You won't notice.
That's the psychology. No, you don't notice what
it is. These tag artists, they want to be noticed.
Right.
And if there's something already there and there's just kind of melts in there, you won't be noticed. That's no good.
Yeah, right. So there's a story about
that. It disarms them,
Here today, the hotel in Indianapolis at Doug Steffen com. A lot of other stories as well there. Plus the Queen of Cheap listing of all the things you can do to save money and the pictures of the broadcast I did a couple of weeks ago with Jewel at Tarleton State University. Help yourself to that. This is a time to reflect. As we get through, January is the reflective month during the year because we think about last year, we're looking forward to this year. So may I suggest that a way that you could, as you work your way into the new year and you're thinking about, I got a little extra money, maybe I can help some group, some organization. Here's the group to help. The Purple Heart Service Foundation. Purple Heart Service Foundation, dedicated. They are so dedicated to helping all veterans get what they need and, more importantly, what they're entitled to that the government screws them out of. Not to put too fine a point on it. So with your help, they continue to go above and beyond what's necessary to serve those veterans who need help, those who have served us well that aren't getting help from government programs. They're there, but they can't get at them, so these people help. The Purple Heart Service Foundation is a 501c3, and therefore all the donations are completely tax-deductible, whether you want to use cash, credit card, you want to give them an unneeded vehicle that you have around, campers, cars, boats, title, and it's all set. Yep, yeah, got to have a title in order for you to get the credit for it. Call this number now for the Purple Heart Service Foundation, 877-743-1639. My hope is I've moved you enough to at least pick up the phone and call 877-743-1631 so you can do something to help people who have done a lot for you. Again, the number at the Purple Heart is 877-743-1631.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
While some resolutions may already be forgotten just a few weeks after New Year's, learning the signs of one of the overlooked cancers could help save your life. This is one resolution that cannot afford to be broken. Bladder cancer is the sixth most common cancer. Yet, according to president and co-founder of the Bladder Cancer Advocacy Network, Diane Sapersky-Quale, there is a shockingly low level of awareness about this deadly disease.
Learning the signs of bladder cancer is one of the best New Year's resolutions that you can make. One symptom, for example, is blood in the urine. However, most people attribute this to a urinary tract infection. We are here to remind everyone that if you have blood in your urine, even if you think you know the cause, you need to ask your doctor about bladder cancer. Early detection is your best defense against this disease.
An estimated 70,000 new cases of bladder cancer will be diagnosed, and nearly 14,000 people will die from the disease this year alone. For more information, visit beacon.org. That's BCAN.org.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at OfficeMax, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices. Like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max. But don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
We're joined now in Good Day by author Harvey Mulloch, who is the he's a professor of sociology, actually, in Metropolitan Studies at NYU, author of some other interesting books, Where Stuff Comes From, How Toasters, Toilets, Cars, Computers, and Many Other Things Come to Be As They Are. Now I know I recognize your name. Harvey, thanks for joining us at Good Day. I remember talking to you about this other book three years ago. How long ago did that book come out?
I think you got it about right, about 3 years ago.
Yeah, that's what I thought. All right, so this book indicts pretty much every sort of security system that we have, whether it be at airports, subways, any place where the government tells you we're here to protect you is a load of horse manure, right? I mean, that's basically this. If I were to do an outline of the book, that's the book.
Oh, that'd be a harsh way of doing it, but it's the right track, yes. That many of the efforts made to make us more secure don't do it, at least don't do it. They sometimes have the reverse effect, make us less secure. And in any event, they impose costs and burdens which are not taken into account when the controls are instituted.
All right, let's talk about the airport. This is a favorite target of mine. I'm always on to these guys because of their they're so stupid. And the way they've been trained, obviously, is so negative. I remember going through LAX, which is an airport of choice of mine. I didn't go through the normal gate. I went through another gate to get on a different airline than what I'm used to. And when I went through, I would not, those 400-odd X-ray devices that were put into service a couple of years ago that I think we paid $1 million or whatever a piece for them, I refused to go through them because if the pilots won't go through, that got to tell you something. If they're not safe enough for pilots and the crew to use, then what the hell are they making the public go through? So I said, no, I'm not going to go through them. So I invariably would be taken out. One time in Los Angeles, it was so bad. Not only did I stand there and wait and was punished for not wanting to go through the system, but then afterwards they stole my cell phone, put it in a drawer. I came back to get it. They lied to me and told me they didn't have it until I had somebody dial the number, and it was in the drawer. This is the kind of stupidity that we're dealing with. But more to the point here, these X-ray machines were just plain dangerous, and they refused to admit it. So how much of that sort of thing do you take into account into this book against security?
Well, I take plenty of that into account, and there are even stronger things that all of us see all the time. And that is the security gate in the first place. Because what the security gate does is gathers up a large crowd of people, who have not been checked. And, often the crowd of people waiting to get
checked. Right, hold on just a second. Wait a minute. Let's underscore that. I never thought of that. If you go see Zero Dark 30, you'll know why I'm bringing it up now. Why haven't we thought about it? You've got more people on the other side of the gate just standing there. Somebody could come along and pull a pin at any moment.
That's right, and nobody's been checked.
Good God.
And so, you see, the problem is that the reason why there's all of that security brouhaha is because it can be done. So it's impossible, for example, to keep people from driving an automobile through a crowd at Times Square. It's just inconceivable how you could police that or other public places in our cities, department stores and whatnot. But airports have choke points that you can create. Mm-hmm. And because you can do it, you do it. Yeah. Even if it doesn't make really very much sense.
So this is really, when you get back to September 11th, most of this is a result of the Patriot Act, right? And the controls that were taken without congressional approval, really. This was the act of perhaps executive order in many instances, or somebody just says, okay, this is policy, this is what we're going to do, and it gets done. Like the guy who's the Nazi that runs the TSA. What's his name? Pastore.
I mean, he's... It's really, I would call it a joint operation. It's the country was upended psychologically by September 11th. This was indeed something quite, horrendous and unprecedented. And everybody's in on the act. The public, I've seen many people who don't have your reaction at all. They stand there and they say, I'm glad to do my part. I'm glad to do my part. And so you have that going on. The rules that exist are not just because of some experts at the TSA who say you can't have liquids and you can't have this and scissors. These rules in part derive from what the TSA people say, what they're doing on the Hill. Yeah. That is, Congress people and senators and everybody gets a word in on what should and shouldn't be allowed.
All right, so we got 60 seconds. What's the fix? How do we get beyond it? How do we fix this problem?
I would say the big thing is to understand that security imposes costs and that you should try to do it better. And to a degree, it means just letting people through and not being so fixated on these odd things that might happen. If you do have to intervene, do it gently and help people out. So, for example, at airport security, there could be someone there who helps someone boost the thing up onto the stand, who engages people in conversation rather than trying to detect whether or not they make a joke and then throw the book at them. To treat ordinary life as something that must go on and if necessary, take the risk and face it, because we take risks all the time. Life is about taking risks.
Yeah.
And flying on planes or using the subways in New York or buses, that's part of the risk of being.
Right, taking a train, you're right. And so we can't mitigate or protect ourselves from every risk. Driving a car is risky, all of those things. That's very well put. This is a thoughtful book called Against Security, and the focus is on all these things that we've talked about. You go through every day. When are we going to say enough is the question I would ask. Harvey Mullich, thanks for being here. Against Security is the book, and the story behind the story is you can always tell when there is a button that gets pushed with me like this. I could go on for hours, but I don't have that time because it's 49 past the hour now. Good day.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know, because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
We wanted a metaphor for the big deals at Office Max, like a huge... But to pass more savings on to you, we got an elephant 9 inches tall, riding a unicycle. He's a symbol for our tiny prices, like when you buy a 10-ream case of Office Max multi-use paper for $46.99 using your Max Perks card, you get $42 back in Max Perks rewards. It's like paying $4.99 for a full case of paper. Find thousands of big deals now at Office Max, but don't step on our elephant. Offer ends January 26th. Max Perks rewards and other restrictions apply. See store for details. Limit 2.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
Now let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable.
We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $34.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans. And it's perfect if you're traveling or away from home. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
What so many of us are talking about, a high-profile confession and a bizarre deception. I'm David Weiss, and this is news that matters. Lance Armstrong, Manti Te'o, two names in the news for different reasons. We start with Armstrong, the disgraced cyclist who, for so many years, not only denied taking performance-enhancing substances and denied blood doping, but also attacked those who did accuse him of it. Last night, part one of a sit-down interview with Oprah Winfrey on her own cable network, Oprah broke from the gate quickly with three yes or no questions for Lance.
Did you ever take banned substances to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Yes or no? Was one of those banned substances EPO?
Yes.
Did you ever blood dope or use blood transfusions to enhance your cycling performance?
Yes.
Armstrong apparently became rather emotional later on during the interview, but some of us by that time had already turned it off. All we needed were those three yes answers at the top to confirm he's a liar. As for Manti Te'o, the star linebacker of the Notre Dame Fighting Irish football team, Te'o saying he is humiliated by an alleged hoax involving a fictitious girlfriend, an online relationship that also included phone calls, and one that included the girlfriend injured in a car accident and then dying from leukemia. The athletic director at Notre Dame, Jack Swarbrick, is standing behind Te'o, saying Te'o was duped. Others aren't so sure. Here's the student body president at Notre Dame, Brent Rochelot, who said on campus there was a lot of skepticism initially.
I think, unfortunately, a lot of students were questioning that when they initially read the Deadspin article. But after Jack Swarbrick's press conference, I think a lot of students really got behind him and helped restore our faith in Manti.
No doubt we haven't heard the end of this. There are holes in this story that even Manti Te'o couldn't plug as a linebacker. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
I love you, Frank.
Oh, I love you too, Samsung.
Wait, did you just call me Samsung?
What? No, of course not, Janet. That is totally silly. Of course I know your name is Panasonic.
I'm going to my sister's.
Sony, what did I do?
Big screen TVs on the brain. Get to Sears before the game. Get 36-month special financing on total electronics purchases over $9.99. This is the ultimate football experience. This is Sears. Subject to credit approval, see store or sears.com/football for details. Offer ends 2213.
Well, Flo,
uh-huh.
This is what you call a clogged drain tap.
Yep, looks that way.
Might need a drain extension, some new compound.
Maybe a flange or a twirly thingy.
A twirly what?
Or what you said. Those sounded great. Let's go with that.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
On Wall Street, a good day for the market yesterday. The Dow up 85 points, closing at 13,596. S&P with an 8-point gain. NASDAQ up by 18. Crude oil prices also jumped. $1.25 a barrel, finishing at $95.49. Can't get through the day without at least one flu-related story. And the Swiss company that produces flu-fighting Tamiflu says it will begin selling off its reserves of the drug to meet demand. Roche Holding AG says it has received permission from the FDA to dip into reserve supplies to offer the capsules to anyone who needs them for the rest of this flu season. Closing notes. First, next Monday, we'll be hearing these sounds on the streets of the nation's capital. Monday is Presidential Inauguration Day in Washington, D.C. What you're hearing is one of the many marching bands that performed at the inaugural parade from 4 years ago in 2009. The parade also features plenty of floats, with one Maryland company hard at work to get all those floats ready. Shop workers at Hargrove Incorporated in Maryland are working feverishly to get all the floats and signage ready for Monday. It's a family-owned operation. Fred Strickland is director of production. He says putting all those floats together is quite a job.
They are large floats. They take almost 3,000 man-hours to build 8 floats in about 19 days.
Hargrove Incorporated has made the floats for every inaugural parade dating back to the second inauguration of President Truman in 1949. And finally, on a Friday, we have your quote of the week. And thankfully, it does not involve Lance Armstrong or anyone associated with Manti Te'o. Nope, we give you Democratic U.S. Senator Bill Nelson of Florida, who was in the Everglades yesterday, taking part in the first Python Challenge, a month-long hunt to try to reduce the rapid infiltration of the invasive Burmese python. Senator Nelson expressed his doubts about being armed with nothing but a machete.
I guarantee you, if I come up on a 17-foot Burmese python, I don't want a machete. And I'm taking a shotgun.
When's the last time you heard a U.S. senator say that? Quote of the week. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at Staples. StaplesCopyCenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 126. Details in store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com, sign up as a distributor, and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.